May Rabbi Yisai. Today's topic is perhaps the most enjoyable and fundamental of what we're learning in the afternoon Seder, this wonderful Yachikala. Who needs to drink? How much they need to drink? And in what space of time they need to drink? Very, very practical. Halacha lamaisa, relevant to us. Every Shabbos, Koshel Brocha. Who needs to drink? How much do we need to drink? How fast do we need to drink? We're going to try, Be'ez Hashem, to get through this booklet from page Mem Zayin all the way to the end. And we start with the Gemara, which is printed here on page Mem Ches, which is the actual instruction in the Gemara that a Koshel Brocha doesn't suffice to hold a cup. It doesn't suffice to hold a cup which is holding wine in it. You have to drink. If you didn't drink, you are not Yotze Kiddush. Kiddush ala kois demands not only that you said the words with a kois, but you got to drink. That's the first hanocha that there is in the Gemara. And then the question is, how much do you need to drink? So the Gemara says a lashon of Beloi Lugmav, and Tosfos and the Rishonim discuss what exactly is meant. Is it a cheekful? Is it the whole mouthful? And halacha lemaisa, we pass Kamalei Lugmov, is a cheekful. That's a very clear halacha lemaisa. We move on in the sugya. We'll turn first, for simplicity, to page Nun Ches, where the Torah discusses who is the one who needs to drink. The Gemara says, Hamakadesh, a person makes kiddush, im to'am meloi lugmov yotza. If he drank a Amolei Lugmov Yotza, Ve'im lo Yotza. If he didn't drink a Amolei Lugmov, he's not Yotza. So who is the person who is referred to when the Gemara says an expression, Im Toam Amolei Lugmov? Who needs to drink the Amolei Lugmov? On page Nun Ches, we have on the page three shittas. The Torah brings down from the Ga'onim. Their opinion is, Im Toam has to be the one who made Kiddush. Hamer Kaddish, the person who makes Kiddush, Im to'am, if he drank a Amolei Lugmov Yotza, if he didn't drink a Amolei Lugmov, then he and, by extension, anybody who listened to him will not be Yotza. The Ga'onim hold that the din that you got to drink a Amolei Lugmov is said about the person who made the Kiddush. However, the Torah brings down from his father, the Rosh, that the Rosh is Choylik. Im to'am Amolei Lugmov doesn't need to be the one who actually made the Kiddush. I made Kiddush, I was moitzi 6 or 10 or 25 people included in my Kiddush. Any one of them can be the person who drank the Amolei Lugmov. Im to'am means if one of the people who was included in the Kiddush drank a Amolei Lugmov, you were yotza. It doesn't need to be specifically the person who made the Kiddush. However, the Rosh assumes that there has to be one person who drank an entire Amolei Lugmov. Either me who made Kiddush or somebody else who was Yotza. But it's got to be one person who drinks Amolei Lugmov. The Bais Yosef brings down a very important opinion of the Ritva in the name of Balei HaTosfos, that the Ritva is even more lenient. Not only he doesn't hold like the Ga'onim that it has to be the man who made Kiddush who drank the Amolei Lugmov, but it doesn't even need to be one person around the table who drank Amolei Lugmov. The Ritva B'Shem Tosfos holds, as long as all those people who were Yotze Kiddush together, amongst them, they drank Amolei Lugmov of the Kois, then they've fulfilled the din of Im To'am Amolei Lugmov Yotza. That's on the page over here in page Nun Ches. You'll see the Rosh is brought down in the Tur, the Ritva is brought down in Bais Yosef. For our convenience, we have them printed over here on page Nun Beis, is the words of the Rosh. On page Nun Dalad, the words of the Ritva. Now, on the face of it, it would look like a simple machlokes in translation, that leave out the goinim for a minute, but the Rosh who says, Im to'am Amolei Lugmov means one person has to drink Amolei Lugmov, and the Ritva who says, as long as amongst us together, we drank Amolei Lugmov, looks like a machloikas in halacha, and it is a machloikas in halacha, and it's a machloikas how to translate the Gemara. But obviously, a tzibur of lomdim who have come to recognize the talent, a lot of the talent that there is over here, everyone understands that if there's a machloikus like this in Halacha, it's not just simply a machloikus how to translate the Gemara. There's a basic machloikus in the understanding of the obligation im ta'am lo lugmov. Chazal said that I made Kiddush. Making Kiddush, saying the words of Kiddush, not enough. Saying the words of Kiddush and holding the kois is not enough. There's another stage. Drinking. Drinking is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. What exactly is that mitzvah? The Rosh learns that I have a din, I need to drink. So it can be like the Goyim that the Mekadosh has to drink himself, or the maximum that the Rosh was prepared to accept was that one of the other people did this mitzvah called drinking of Maloy Lugmov of the Kosher Brocha. It's a din that a person has to drink a Maloy Lugmov of the wine. The Ritva in the name of Toisus doesn't have any one person drinking a Maloy Lugmov. I drank a bit, he drank a bit, and the next fellow drank a bit. And nevertheless, the Ritva considers that to be a fulfillment of the din of drinking a Maloy Lugmov. Very clearly, the Ritva learns that this din is not a din in a shtir that a person needs to drink a Maloy Lugmov. There's no person who drank a Maloy Lugmov. The Ritva learns that the din of drinking a Maloy Lugmov is a din in the kois. I've got to say the words of Kiddush. I've got to have a kois. That kois needs a Maloy Lugmov to be drank. A Maloy Lugmov of that kois needs to be drank. So if Chazal said that my Kiddush is dependent on a Maloy Lugmov being drank, says the Ritva, I don't need to be the guy who drinks it. It doesn't need to be any one person who does that drinking. As long as amongst us all we make sure that from that cup a Maloy Lugmov gets drank, we're okay. This is basic understanding of the Machloikas. For our convenience, the Tosfos Shabbos speaks this out black on white. We have him on page Nuntes and page Samach. He explains the machloikus between the Rosh and the Ritva is not only a machloikus in Halacha, not only a machloikus in translation of the Gemara, it's actually a fundamental machloikus in the understanding of the requirement of drinking Maloy Lugmov. I'll stop for a minute and say that a lot of the discussions of yesterday of what I'm using for my Kiddush, particularly Kiddush in the morning or Havdalah, where we learnt different options of Chamar Medina, each opinion according to his opinion, but various of those opinions necessitate drinks which are difficult to drink a whole Maloy Lugmov so easily. Coffee if it's very hot, whiskey if it's very difficult, and the person's not going to be makel and he's going to take a huge amount. It's difficult for us to drink so much of that whiskey. But according to the Ritva, we have a Moira de Kekula. The Ritva holds that you can have 20 people, each one takes a little sip, but amongst all of us together, we created a drinking of a Maloy Lugmov. That's going to be okay, according to the Ritva. So this din, this machloikus between the Rosh and the Ritva is relevant for anybody who's drinking wine as well, it's true, but it's far more relevant and more practical when you're using Chamar Medina, which doesn't lend itself to one person drinking such a large amount. Sorry? We'll soon see. We'll soon see. You're on the ball. Now, sorry? Somebody who's yoitz with your Kiddush. Noshim, yes, but Ketanim, debatable, not really, according to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah holds indeed somebody who's really chayv in Kiddush. So far, it's so good in the din of that you've got to drink a Maloy Lugmov. Now, all these different opinions are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch over here on page Samach Aleph, Samach Beis. You'll see that there's this din in Kiddush that you need to be toyim a Maloy Lugmov. And the Shulchan Aruch itself brings Yeshayimrim like the Rosh, that it's got to be one person who drinks it all, and Yeshayim like that it's for B'Shem Toisus, that you can be Mitzaref all the different people. There's another Nidin, which might be dependent to a degree on this discussion. To which Koishal Brocha does this din apply? We have a rule in the Gemara, Hamakadish, a person makes Kiddush, Im Toa Maloy Lugmov Yotzeim Lavloi. You need to drink a Maloy Lugmov of Kiddush. Does that apply only to Kiddush? Does that apply to other kosher bracha written in the Gemara? Does it apply even to kosher bracha not written in the Gemara? This is a major discussion in its own right. We have over here from Hilchas Mila a very important taz, which is printed over here in the booklet, if I can find it. Where's the taz gone to? In the name of the Rashba. Here we are on page Nun Vav. Here is talking about a bris mila. A bris mila is not written in the Gemara that it needs a kois. Kiddush needs a kois, a din of the Gemara. Havdalah needs a kois. Birchas Hamazon might need a kois, according to some Rishonim. Bris mila doesn't need a kois. But all the Rishonim bring down, there's a minik. Minik shenagu kol Yisrael. The Rambam says, minik shenagu b'chol tvutzas Yisrael. Whenever there's a bris, we make a kois shel brocha. A kosh shel bracha, which is not more than a minig, do you need to drink a maloy lugmov or not? So, on here we have the Ramah in Siman Reish Samachay, where he says that you can give the tinok on Yom Kippur a little bit of wine, put it into his mouth, and you've been yotzed with that, the kosh shel bracha of bris mila. The Taz brings down the Rashba, who says, you see from over here, that as much as there's a minig to have a kosh by a bris mila, that kois also needs a shtia. But, evidently, there's no din of Maloy Lugmov. Maloy Lugmov is for a kois shel bracha, which is written in the Gemara as being necessary. Where the Gemara doesn't insist, but we have a minik, there's no din that needs a Maloy Lugmov. Incidentally, it's not printed over here, the Chochma Sodom, the Chai Odom and the Sefer Chochma Sodom argues on this. And he says by a bris mila, you do need a Maloy Lugmov. But, on the page, the Taz, the Rashba, the Ramah hold that bris mila doesn't need a Maloy Lugmov. Birchas Erisin v'Nisuin, we were all zeicher to stand under the chuppah, and mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeicher to see our children and grandchildren under the chuppah. The minig is that the chasen and the kala take a little sip. Heaven help them if they want to take more. Now, Birchas Erisin, according to all Rishonim, doesn't need a kois midina de Gemara. There's no Gemara anywhere which says that Birchas Erusin needs a kois. It's a minik, exactly the same as there's a minik by a bris mila, there's a minik by Birchas Erusin that we use a cup of wine. So, according to the instructions of the Taz and the Rashba, it's good enough that the chosen drinks a little sip, if the kala wants to as well, a little sip from the kois of Erusin. Kois of Nisuin is actually a machloikis rishonim. The Gemara says that under the chuppah, for the Nisuin, you make six brachas. We've all been brought up, since we were born, that there's a concept called sheva brachas. Seven brachas. Those seven brachas include the bracha of Boyer Priya Gofen, which is actually not written in the Gemara. Where does this concept and this terminology of sheva brachas come from? The Rosh brings down a Maseches Kala. Now, the Rambam holds, since it's not written in the Gemara seven, in fact, the Gemara says six, says the Rambam, that tells me that Nisuin also doesn't need Medina de Gemara a kois. None of us ever going to make a chasna without a cup of wine for the Nisuin. But it's not necessary Medina de Gemara, says the Rambam. It's a minute which comes from Maseches Kala. If that's the case, the same way that by the bris, you don't need a Maloy Lugmov, and the kois of Erisin, you don't need a Maloy Lugmov, the same will apply to a Nisuin. The problem is the Rosh. The first bracha the Masada Kiddushin makes before you give the ring is the kois of Kiddushin. The second kois is the kois for the sheva brachas under the chuppah after he gives the ring, and there we make seven brachas. The Rosh holds that seven brachas is midina de Gemara. If the Maseches Kala says seven, then that's actually a takona of Chazal of the Gemara. The Gemara says six because the Gemara assumes that you understand that there's agofen as well. So according to the Rosh, if somebody got married in Cordova and the Rosh was from Sada Kiddushin, it's assumed that the Rosh insisted that the Chosin drank a Maloy Lugmov. It's not a good chumrah to institute. By the way, the Beir Hativ in Evan Ezra speaks about this and he says, I never saw anybody in the world where the Chosin drinks a Maloy Lugmov of the second kois under the chuppah. And by the way, it's not a good idea, because if he does so, once he drinks a Maloy Lugmov, he gets himself into a sofok of saying Alagefen. And if he gets into a sofok of Alagefen, what's he going to have to do? Drink a whole revius. And once he's drank the whole of Yis, he now needs to say Aleph Geffen. And when he says Aleph Geffen, he should be sitting down, according to the Chafa Chaim. So besides delaying the program, before the Chazan ever gets into the Cheder Yichud, he might be waving from side to side after a whole reveus of this strong wine, and we don't really want this. So the Beir Hetiv brings down that although there would be a reason, according to the Rosh, to be machmir, that the Chosin should drink from the second kois a melelugmov, and by extension a whole reveus, but the minig is that we do like the Rambam, and we don't let him drink more than a little tima, because we can't take risks. He fasted all day in order that when he gets to the Cheder Yichud, he shouldn't be shikah, and then we're going to give him to drink a whole reveus before he goes to Cheder Yichud. Doesn't make sense. So, halacha l'maisa, kiddush we drink a malei lugmav, havdalah we drink a malei lugmav, bris mili we don't, kos erisim we don't, kos nisuim we don't. Now comes the major discussion. Generally, whenever there's a din of drinking a malei lugmav, that malei lugmav is not only a shear in how much you need to drink, but also a shear in what speed is also dictated by Chazal. This is relevant to making a bracha achroina after you drink from any drink. It's relevant to the dinim on Yom Kippur if a person has to drink less than the shear of Malei Lugmav because of a situation of sakana. These dinim of shtia always have, they're linked to time. There's Machlokes Rishonim, whenever we say drink a Malei Lugmav, how fast does it need to be drank that the different parts should be considered to be one shtia? The first opinion, it's Machlokes Rambam and the Tosfos, the first opinion is that you've got to drink a Malei Lugmav. You don't have very long time for that. You're holding a cup, you pick it up to your mouth, drink a little bit, put it down, pick it up again and drink the second part of the Malei Lugmav, and that's the amount of time that you have for drinking your Malei Lugmav. It's very, very short. It's what's called in Halacha Toich Kedei Shtiyas Revius. I should drink a Malei Lugmav in the amount of time that people normally drink Revius, which is very, very short. If a person's making Kiddush himself and he's able to do that, ideally he should do so. This is the Mishnah Brura on page Samach Aleph over here. And he says over here that ideally, if you look on page Samach Aleph on the left-hand column, the Mishnah Brura, and all the way at the bottom, the Da Oid, says the Mishnah Brura, Da Shir Shem Lenuv Tzorch Lishtoit, B'li Hefzek Harbe Bin Tayim, Da Hainu, ideally, Shlo Yishe, you shouldn't delay, Mitchilas Shtir Shein, Atzoif Shtir Achroino, Yoyse Mechdei Shtir Srevius, first opinion. Second opinion, says the Mishnah Brura, V'al Koponim, at least Lo Yafzek Zman Rav, Kedei Achilas Pras. If we assume Kedei Achilas Pras to be 4 minutes, then the Mishnah Brura says, don't delay more than 4 minutes in the time that you drink. So far, it's easy. The Mishnah Brura took the two opinions that we find in all the dinim of drinking, for Birchas Hananen, for Yom Kippur, and he made a paste, copy-paste, and he put it here in the dinim of Kiddush. Kiddush also needs to drink a Malei Lugmav. That Malei Lugmav should ideally be drank Toich Kedei Shtiyas Revius, otherwise, Toich Kedei Achilas Pras. Now comes the Veltz Chiddush of the Mishnah Brura. Further down the page, he's discussing the opinion of the Ritva in the name of Tosfos. And the Ritva in the name of Tosfos, Mechadosh, that you don't need one particular person to drink a Malei Lugmav. You can have 6 people around the table, each one taking a sip, and together we drank a Malei Lugmav. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot 9 Gimel, further down the page, Hiskimu Harbach Reinim, Da'afilu Shtiyas Kolam Musub Mitztar from Malei Lugmav. We allow that all the people together should make up the Malei Lugmav, like the opinion of the Ritva. Ach, however, says the Mishnah Brura, Shlo Yishe Alidei Shtiyas Kulam Yoyse Michdei Achilas Pras. Make sure that the Malei Lugmav, which is drank by all the people around the table, should be drank within 4 minutes. That's the Mishnah Brura's stipulation if you're going to rely on different people drinking from this kois. And on this, asks the Afike Yam, his famous Kasha, and he says, if we understand, like the Tosfos Shabbos, that the opinion of the Ritva holds that there is no din of shtia, there is no person who needs to drink a shtia, so why do you need a din of imtar Malei Lugmav? The kois necessitates that a Malei Lugmav should be drank. So why should there be a din of tziruf, that you're being mitzaref different people, and that you're limited in time how long you've got to drink? As long as a Malei Lugmav is drank, It's drank. It could be one person now, one person 5 minutes, one person in 10 minutes time. That's the kasha of the Afikayam on the Mishnah Berurah. Same kasha you'll find in the Shevet Halevi. Incidentally, it's important to know, the Agadah Shel Pesach from Reb Shmuel Avigdah, which was even before the Mishnah Berurah, he already writes in his instructions exactly like the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're going to be Mitzar of different people, there's still a din, a stipulation that it's got to be drank within Teich Kedei Achilas Pras. This is something which needs a big biur in Lomdus and many Rayas to understand this din, that there's a din of various different people, and still you're limited to the time frame of Teich Kedei Achilas Pras. It's not negiah to the Seder, but he writes Dinim of Kiddush, general Dinim of Kiddush in his Agadah for Shal Pesach. This is Tzurus HaDishmaitza. There's lots and lots and lots to be mefalpel. Rabbi Isai, go and enjoy.